Hour number two, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game, brought to you by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you on this Tuesday morning. We will be joined by our man Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports coming up at 8 o'clock. Normally on Thursdays at 8, and Audible this week. He's coming with us on Tuesday, so looking forward to that here in about an hour. Taking your thoughts in the meantime, 615-737-1025. Joe, we will get to the Bill Barnwell quarterback piece of the interesting idea he threw out there yesterday here in just a second. We do have one texter that says, we have been pushing a narrative. Let me just start with the original text message. It says, Nashville media disliking Cam Ward makes me want him more. We remember the slobbering for Burks, Farley, and Arden Key.
What?
Which is an interesting triumvirate there.
Okay.
He also says, we've been pushing this narrative that Cam isn't worth the number one pick when plenty of analysis says that he is. Your cuts into the show are just begging the Titans to trade the pick.
Okay. Well, look, pushing the narrative. Look, here's the narrative, okay? If you go out and look at the draft analysis, I think the highest I've seen Cam Ward, does Mel Kiper have him maybe as like the fourth or something like that?
Mel Kiper's got him at 5. He's actually got Shedeur Sanders at 4.
Okay. So that's the highest I've seen by anyone who covers the draft, which again, these are, you know, we have Dane Brugler on every year. Dane Brugler does a great job of film study, but he also does a good job of talking to people around the league who make these decisions to form these rankings. Most people rank Cam Ward around the middle of the pack of first round. I think at The Athletic we have him like 13th, 14th, something like that. So that's not a narrative we're pushing or making up. It's what the rankings are. So you want to deal in facts, let's start there. And as far as the
Arden Key.
Slobbering over Arden
Just
Key.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
I don't really totally get that.
But I will say there was a couple day stretch, a couple training camps ago, where it's like, man, Arden Key, this guy's unbelievable. Yeah. He's kicking Andre Dillard's butt out there on a daily basis.
I mean, if you can beat Andre Dillard, what does that? What are we talking, 18, 20 sacks this year? So meanwhile, Robert says, Levis is coming back as our quarterback. They've been telling y'all this, but instead of listening, y'all belittle your listeners. And I just said, well, most listeners of this program or listeners of probably any program think that's absolutely freaking stupid. So now, Robert, you are belittling those listeners. Why? Why do you belittle those listeners, Robert?
Guys, I don't think Will Levis is coming back as a starting quarterback.
Like, listen, I want to say this right now. If next year it all comes back to Levis is the starting quarterback.
And that's the plan.
Robert, I'm going to let you sit in for a whole show. You can sit in for me for a whole week if you want. Seriously. I'll put it out there right now. Come in here. Sorry, Robbie and Robert.
It's the Robbie and Robert
show. It just absolutely, and I want you to rip me all day long, too. They just go, whenever you come up light on a topic, just rip me for a whole week, okay? Will Levis is not going to be the Titans starting quarterback. My God.
Joel on the text line, going back to Stilly, which was, I forgot to bring this up with you. Says his show was crazy yesterday. The trade back flip flop, his Godfather skit, and he took a Wyatt's Brinker quotes and used an AI voice of Brinker to play audio. He did do that. So he took the quotes from Brinker and Wyatt's story and found an AI voice for Chad Brinker and played it. Now, he did make it clear that it was AI, but he did do that.
What did it sound like? Did it just sound like a
robot? I mean, it kind of sounded like Chad Brinker.
Like they actually tried to find something that replicated his voice?
Yeah.
AI is freaky, man.
It is.
And Robert, if you can't come in that week, I'm just going to have AI do my part of the show, actually.
Oh, we'll just get the AI
version
of
Robert. The jokes will be funnier. The less likelihood of a slip up and, you know, say mother farter, you know, whatever.
One texter says, we're really good at pushing narratives and telling it how it is on your side of the aisle. You guys ever thought about running for Congress? I have not thought about running for Congress. Don't think that would interest me. What narrative are we? I would love to know. What narrative are we pushing?
Now, I don't know, but now I'm thinking about public service, now that you mention it. I don't know.
Is the narrative that Will Levis is not going to be the starting quarterback for the Titans next year? Is that a narrative?
Yeah, that's That whole thing is
wild. I don't think that's a huge hot take.
Now, if we want to get into the Ward stuff, again, I think some Titans fans really want Cam Ward.
Sure.
And so they really want Cam Ward. They want to believe that Cam Ward is a number one overall pick level player. And
he might be.
Look, he might. Well, but he's not as a prospect.
Right.
Again, Trevor Lawrence, so this is where, you know, this is where it's hard to do these jobs, right? Because Trevor Lawrence is, and always will be, one of those guys. Oh, my God, the whole league would take him. If you need a quarterback, he's going to be generational. And so far, you know, I don't think that's going to – I mean, he's pretty good.
Okay, yeah.
So could Cam Ward be a better quarterback than Trevor Lawrence? Yes, but he will never be a better prospect. I mean, that's just what it is. Like, I'm sorry, that's what –
those are two different things, for sure.
Exactly. The great thing is, if you're a Titans fan who wants him to take Cam Ward, is that those evaluations are often dead wrong, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so I don't know what the narrative is.
I would love to know. Like, what is the narrative that we're pushing? I mean, look, we've talked about it. At this point, I'd be cool with him drafting Cam Ward. Do I have an extreme amount of confidence that Cam Ward is going to be the answer at franchise quarterback? No, he could be. Like, I'll leave the door open for that. But if your narrative that we're apparently pushing is that Will Levis isn't going to be the starting quarterback, I'm here to tell you. He's not going to be the starting quarterback.
Yeah, Robert, I'm sorry. You're not going to get the show for a week because, like if you really think the Titans are actually telling us that Will Levis is going to be the starting quarterback, that's not what they're telling us. What they're telling us is they're saying what you should say. They're saying what you should say right now. He's under contract, and every single player under contract, you want to be working hard, and you don't want to, you know, just completely crap on their hopes. So they're doing – publicly what you have to do in this situation, really. And that's all it is. And Levis, I believe, will be with another team next year. But we'll see.
We will see.
There is a chance that I could be wrong for the first time in my life.
Gover throws it out there. Quote, Will Levis the starting quarterback? If I woke up tomorrow morning with my head sewn to the carpet, I wouldn't be more surprised. Shout out to Christmas Vacation.
Nice.
Good stuff.
Well done, Gover.
I got one texter that says, long-time belittled listener here, first-time caller. The narratives of this show are hurting mayo sales and driving up the price of eggs. A lot of problems this program's causing around town here.
You know, when you put those things together, that just makes me realize, you know, I haven't made deviled eggs in a long time, and I love deviled eggs.
I think you should keep it off the menu. Dude, not a huge deviled eggs guy.
Man, if you had my deviled eggs, I mean, obviously you have to have mayo, you have to have the eggs, so that's why I thought of it. You get that right amount of paprika in there, man, come on.
Hey, are there Titans fans out there? I mean, I remember the sales going quickly. Like, are there Titans fans out there that still have a pretty good stockpile of the mayo cologne that
Levis
threw out there?
That's a good question.
They went quick. Like, you had to, like, get in a waiting list.
Yeah.
Some
no,
of those.
No, that stuff was selling out. They had limited supply, but that was selling out.
Yeah.
If you have any mayo cologne, let us know. And maybe we can buy it off you and make it a prize for something.
Maybe so. 615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. We will get to Bill Barnwell's somewhat off-the-wall quarterback idea for the Titans coming up next. Robbie and Rex Row, 1025-1063 the game. Tune in to 94.9 The Fan today as the Nashville Sounds take on Gwinnett. Pregame beginning at 2:50. First pitch at 3:05. Coverage also available on the Game Nashville app and at thegamenashville.com. Sounds Baseball on 94.9 The Fan, presented by Twin Peaks and Family Leisure. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. So, it is mock draft season, Joe. I'm largely over the mock drafts at this point because, my God, there have been a lot of them. Bill Barnwell put out his yesterday, which also includes trades, and he tries to get a little spicy with this mock draft that he threw out there. So here's what he's done for the Titans at number one. They make a trade with the Browns, and it's a three-team deal with the Browns. The Falcons get involved in this too, obviously. And Kirk Cousins ends up with the quarterback of the Tennessee Titans. So you're getting Cousins out of all this. He's your quarterback. You trade the number two pick with the Browns, and the Falcons get a 2026 seventh-round pick. And the Titans also get a 2026 second-round pick from the Browns and Kirk Cousins. So that's what you've got there. So he's got Kirk Cousins in a three-team deal with the Browns and the Falcons coming to the Titans.
Okay, so one goes to?
One goes to Cleveland.
To Cleveland.
Yeah.
And then two goes to Atlanta. Is that what you're saying?
Two goes to, let's see here. He's got, I'm trying to look at the way he's placed it. Two goes to the Titans. So the Titans trade back
initially.
With Cleveland. Yeah.
Yeah.
And now it stays with the Titans. He's got them at number two. And basically, it's getting Atlanta out of the cash that they would owe Kirk Cousins here.
So then, okay.
And the Browns Titans are picking number one overall.
And the Titans still pick it too?
That's what it says.
Taking.
He doesn't have what they're going to take here. It's just the trade that's thrown out there. He's throwing different trade ideas out there.
Oh, okay. So he hasn't actually done it along with an
Correct.
Actual mock draft.
Correct.
I see. Okay. All right. Well, you know, that's Kaharsky's. Kaharsky was a big, you know, they should get Cousins. So
It's not an idea we've thrown out there a lot of Cousins, but he is still available. Now, it's funny because Raheem Morris of Atlanta was talking like 10 minutes ago. About down at the owners' meetings about Kirk Cousins, and they are remaining adamant that he is going to be the backup quarterback in Atlanta unless like some crazy deal comes along. And we've talked about that with Charles. Charles seems to be of the same mind that unless, you know, it seems pretty clear from Charles's reporting on this that Arthur Blank has kind of dug in here and loves the idea of going with Penix and at least having some insurance with Kirk Cousins as your backup, given the fact that he's already paid him that $10 million spot anyway to be on the roster this year. So, I mean, maybe it's as simple as he stays in Atlanta, but I would have to think at some point, whether it's via injury or elsewhere, somebody gets desperate enough for a quarterback that they pry Kirk Cousins out of Atlanta. He's played ball so far with them too, which I wonder if there's a point where he doesn't.
Where Kirk doesn't?
Correct.
Like, in other words, you think, like, malcontent type stuff?
Yeah. Like, I'm not saying like he's in there like, you know, stealing all the chips in the meeting room or anything, but like, does he say, I want to go start somewhere? Help me do that.
Yeah. I mean, well, he already met with Arthur Blank. So, I mean, I think he's shot his shot, and I think he probably gets that it's either something stupid or you're the bad guy. And again, I mean, the more that time has gone on with that, Penix has a lot of injury history. Yep. Penix has a lot of injury history.
He does.
And Penix, I don't know if Penix is going to be good. Still don't know. That was a pretty promising start last year. There's some zip on some of his passes that you don't have with Kirk anymore. But what if Kirk actually does like come in way healthier and more like his own? Now you have a, like, it's not bad to have depth there, man. It's not there. You know, Penix is not a sure thing either in performance or in health. And so I actually kind of get it. You're not paying him any money, you know. I've kind of embraced the idea of the actually having good QB depth at that spot. But, hey, I'm here for Barnwell's, you know, idea. I don't think the Titans are here for it.
No, like the veteran quarterback, and this is what goes back to the, you know, the Ward Sanders stuff of it looking like that's the way they're going, is they just didn't really give themselves insurance here, right? Like we've talked about, I mean, the Giants, say what you will about the insurance that they've got, but they've at least got some with Russell Wilson and Jameis Winston. The Titans could have done that, and they didn't. So what does that ultimately mean? I don't know. I doubt very seriously it means that they're about to try to pull off a trade for Kirk Cousins. That's just my guess.
But we've got all kinds of theories.
That's what this time of year is for.
You know what's really interesting is the whole, like, the Levitt, what do we, let's see, we used to have what, the Tannehill Tattletales?
Yeah.
Or the Boohoo Crew. We need to come up with something on the Levis thing. You know, I think it's a small group of people. But still, like, there are people who are like, why, you know, why is Levis, why are you giving up on him? You get this texture you're going back and forth with. So, you know, I'm 33 years old. I'm still in the mode of developing quarterbacks instead of just giving up him for a full year of playtime. You're going to discard Ward if he plays crappy this year? Trade Ward, draft another? We do with coaches and GMs, so why not, right? Yeah, but again, remember, the difference would be when people are going to say that too. Cam Ward's going to struggle, and people are going to say, well, you better just get rid of him as quick as you did Levis. But that's the difference between a top overall pick in a draft and a second-round pick in a draft. There's a big difference in just basically guaranteed runway. And even then, in the NFL, it's 2 years?
I mean, Anthony Richardson was taken fourth overall He's been there 2 years, yep, and he's apparently in a quarterback battle in year three.
Yes, Chris Ballard was asked, you know, if it's important that he win the battle, and he said it's important that we win football games. So apparently Chris Ballard, Daniel Jones wins a QB job. Chris Ballard has completely botched another quarterback choice. But if they go 9-8, you're good, man.
Yeah.
You're good.
That guy's got some job security.
Yeah.
Well, again, like, I don't know what to really tell you guys anymore about Will Levis. Like, did you watch him play for 2 years? I understand the Titans have a lot of problems, okay? They've had a terrible offensive line, and the conditions around Will Levis were not good. Nobody's going to argue that. His play, independently of all that, was terrible last year. Go back and watch that Cincinnati game. Go back and watch Cincinnati game and tell me that that's who you want playing quarterback for you next year. He had some clean pockets in that game where he just threw the ball right to the other team. I mean, I'm not trying to pile on the guy, but I don't really know how you could watch him play quarterback last year and come away thinking, yeah, well, he'll be fine moving forward. That's an acceptable answer for the Titans next year.
Yeah, and again, in the Titans, what they've done, regardless of whatever they're thinking with Ward and Sanders and whatever might be happening in the draft, again, to me, the acquisitions that they've made at quarterback set up a move for him for, you know, a seventh and a sixth swap or whatever it's going to be. But we'll see.
Cam has thrown out the name, the Mayo Minions. Could that be? Could that be in consideration? What do we think?
It's not bad. It's not bad. It's not as good as the Miracle Flip. But, you know, we'll work with that now. We'll go with that now. We'll work on it.
The same texter says, if what you're saying is true, then I'll tell my son to never be a quarterback because the job security isn't good. Well, welcome to pro sports.
I know. The pay is good.
Yeah. Guess what? The job security in professional sports, unless you're good, isn't quite there. That's kind of how it goes.
And that quarterback, job security and job, you know, time to prove that you can do it, that has definitely been reduced.
Yeah.
No doubt.
It's changed. Look, to answer your question, if they draft Cam Ward number one overall, and he's not good in year one, are they going to move off of him in year two? Probably not. I'm here to tell you, though, if he's bad for two straight years, yeah, they're probably going to start looking at another quarterback by the time year three comes around. It's just the way things are in the NFL right now.
Yeah, that's reality. How about the Miracle Wills?
It's not bad. We got some pretty good suggestions.
We'll keep working on it.
On the text line.
No, we got some more? Okay.
615-737-1025, our phone number. 615-737-1025. More to get to on the quarterback front. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up at 745. Charles Robinson will be with us at 8 o'clock. All that ahead, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rexroad, 1025-1063, the game. It's time for the fourth annual 615 Open Charity Golf Tournament. Cromwell Media, along with partners Fox 17, Outfront Media, and Social Indoor, are proud to announce we'll be back at Hermitage Golf Course coming up on Thursday, May 29th. To make a difference while having a great time, you could join us and a few guest media members, athletes, and musicians as we raise money for Folds of Honor. Donations will go to provide life-changing scholarships to families of America's fallen or disabled military and first responders. You can sign up to play or sponsor at 615open.com. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon. Big bank muscle, small bank hustle, firsthorizon.com/get it all. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will be with us at 8 o'clock. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rex Road coming up here in a few minutes at 745. Joe, we could potentially get a vote today down at the owners' meeting on the tush push and whether or not that's going to be banned. A lot of discussion, a lot of back and forth about that this week. Diana Rossini putting it out there a few minutes ago that the story of the morning is that the tush push with the owners is expected to be voted on today. However, there is some chatter that it could get tabled and there won't be a vote at all today. We'll see. Apparently a lot of dissension on the tush push. You got the Packers throwing it out there. And we talked yesterday about it. It's apparently gotten pretty heated in the discussion rooms here, which tells you that there's a lot of discussion about actually putting this rule through and banning the tush push. So could get a vote on that as soon as today, Joe Rexroad.
Well, Charles, we can talk about that later. I know he tweeted last night or whatever, X posted, whatever the heck you call it now, that he doesn't think they're going to end up banning it, but that they're going to have possibly, I guess, maybe some kind of tweak, or, you know, it'll probably be pushed for another year. But it doesn't look like the debate's going away. I do think that, like, the possibility of, like, an injury on this play seems high. So if something like that happens, then that might tilt it the other way. But so far, really, I haven't had that, right?
I'm just looking at this quote from Woody Johnson, Jets owner, that was thrown out there yesterday.
Yeah. What a gem.
Did you see this one? Quote, you know, they got Justin Fields as their quarterback now. Quote, I think Justin Fields is going to be a total winner for us. I've been impressed with him since his college days. It was he or Trevor Lawrence, and I think he's going to be really good. This from from Woody Johnson, who, of course, you know, drafted Zach Wilson ahead of Justin Fields in the draft.
Yeah.
It was he or Trevor Lawrence or, I don't know, Zach Wilson.
Yeah, yeah. Now, he says a lot of stuff that I find amusing, like the NFLPA's, you know, player reports are totally bogus. Like, really? So the Players Association has the players vote on things, and, of course, they gave him, like, an F or whatever he got, F minus. So that's just totally bogus because you don't like the results. That sounds familiar.
That can't be a real quote. You know, it was either Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields.
Like, Woody, you had the number 2 pick in that draft, and you selected Zach Wilson.
Oh, yeah.
Did we do that? Oh, Zach, right.
I forgot about
right.
him.
Good old Zach.
It was always Trevor Lawrence or Justin Fields. It's like, really? Okay.
It was either Trevor Lawrence or Ken O'Brien.
You know, we complain a lot about
Richard Todd,
Titans ownership, and Amy Adams Strunk, and her not maybe addressing the media as much as she should. That's probably a better strategy than whatever Woody Johnson's doing out there.
Well, yeah. No, I don't think that she'd be out there. I mean, she cannot break into that absolute upper crust elite level of just doofus owners. I mean, that is an amazing crew, and long way to go to get there. I'm telling you right now.
It is. I mean, between the picking players and making decisions via Madden ratings and some of the things that Woody Johnson says sometimes, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah, he seems like a sharp guy.
He does. So we'll see what happens at the NFL owners' meetings with Tush Push and whether or not that ends up getting banned. It's interesting to see, like, some of the coaches have come out and have just been outright like, yeah, this is not a football play, and it's more of a rugby play, and it needs to be getting rid of. Now, a lot of coaches are talking about the player safety angle of it and what that looks like. Sean McDermott talked about that at the Buffalo Bills. Then there are some coaches that say, yeah, this is about people not being able to stop the play and they want to get it out of there. So just learn how to stop the play. So that's the source of the heavy debate that's going on the Tush Push.
Well, I've seen it stopped, just not when the Eagles run it.
Yeah.
Have the Eagles ever been stopped on it?
They have.
They have been?
Yeah.
Okay.
Not very often, but I've
never seen it.
Yeah.
I've definitely seen other teams do it and get stopped, so it's not like it's unstoppable. But yeah. I don't know. It seems, you had a rant that day after the just over and over, and they keep, you know, jumping the snap at the goal line with the Commanders and Eagles, and it was like this place.
It was awful.
It's stupid. It's gotten to the point where it's so dumb. But again, when you have something that works that well, I mean, I'd keep going to it too.
Did you see Vrabel's comments on the Tush Push?
No.
He said, quote, there's a lot of plays that you have to defend, whether that's the quarterback sneaks, whether that's read zone, a lot of plays that are hard to defend, and I don't think you can get rid of them every time you have a tough time stopping it. I mean, Lamar Jackson shouldn't be able to run with the football anymore. How about making that rule? Like, that's tough to defend. This is what Vrabel said.
Vrabes. We know what side he's on.
We can count the Patriots as probably not being in favor of banning the Tush Push.
Yeah. I mean, like, I generally hate, like, the whole, like, the shift. Like, the idea, like, banning the shift in baseball. To me, it's like, how are we banning however you want to line your defensive players in baseball? Why would that ever be a thing?
Right.
I hate that idea. The difference, I mean, it's the safety aspect of this that's the difference. And also, I mean, I guess most of my life, I just never thought as an offensive player you're allowed to push or pull your teammate with the ball, right? Like, that's always been to me like a no-no in football, and now it's not.
Well, from the fan standpoint too, like, a lot of the pushback from fans is it's not a very aesthetically pleasing play. It's like, cool, it's fourth and one, and there's going to be this giant dog pile of humanity out there, and I guess we'll see whether or not they get the first down.
I mean, one of the most famous plays in NFL history is your beloved Green Bay Packers, Bart Starr sneaking it in the ice bowl against the Cowboys. You know, that's, I mean, that's you know, short yardage in the NFL. Yeah. It may not be the tush push, but it's the same thing,
it
right?
It is. I just I don't want to see the situation we saw in the NFC title game where we got, you know, guys launching themselves over the line of scrimmage five times in a row to try to stop this thing.
Yeah, well, maybe if the Eagles wouldn't have messed around and, like, hard snapped, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just go score,
just
and then we might not even be having the discussion right now, because that was infuriating to watch.
It was. It was exhausting to watch that part of it. I don't know. We'll see what happens. Like, somebody just sent us a leak on the text line of the Eagles getting stopped on the tush push by the Bucs. So you can stop it.
Okay.
It is you are allowed to stop it. Ultimately, I doubt it gets pushed through, but we'll see.
Pun intended.
Actually, pun not intended. How about that?
You don't think that the banning of the tush push gets pushed through? Okay. I think you're probably right. A lot of options on the text line for, you get levitators.
Yes.
The Mayo Clinic. That's an interesting one. A lot of mayonnaise, you know, Levis losers, Levis loyalists, et cetera, et cetera. I think the first one is still the best one, so we'll keep trying. But there is. It's a small but very vocal and very loyal group of people who
I respect.
And you, no, I do too. You're not wrong that he got a raw deal. You know, any athlete who's at least like a really good athlete in high school, who's good enough to play in college, certainly good enough to play in pro, whenever it doesn't work out, like, you know, if you talk to that athlete or their family or whatever, it's always like that they got screwed over and all.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's just like you can't, it's hard to like acknowledge that you're just not quite good enough. You know
right.
what I mean? It's kind of like very rarely will a team ever say after like a loss, man, they're just better than us. They just kicked our butt. It's always like, it's not what they did. It's what we didn't do. Right.
right?
So I'm certain that's the mindset of Levis and his camp. And you know what? Again, I'm not discounting him being a good player in this league at some point, but I'm with you. The performance last year separated from the conditions, and it's why there's going to be a different quarterback in Nashville next year, and there should be.
615-737-1025 is our phone number, 615-737-1025. We'll have the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad coming up next. Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will be with us at 8 o'clock. This week's Nashville's Best Deal comes from Bad Axe Throwing Nashville, downtown's largest axe-throwing venue and your go-to spot for food, fun, and vibes. Enjoy panoramic views of the city, a killer soundtrack, craft cocktails from the full bar, and a Northwoods-inspired menu with a southern twist. This week, score half off a $50 gift card while supplies last. Head to thegamenashville.com/deals and grab yours now. We'll have the Rex Rant coming up next. Robbie and Rex Row, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.
Sometimes he wakes up on the wrong side of the bed. And sometimes he's just, well, Joe.
Awkward moment, let's do it.
This is the Rex Rant, now on Robbie and Rex Road.
Too heavy. Whew. Step one, shake the head. Step two, rub the muscle. That way people know I can actually typically lift it. I'm just injured. All done with the set, let's go ahead and randomly hang on this pull-up bar now. What's this guy staring at? Dude, can I help you?
You know, I mean, I understand I'm sexy.
Ron says, do you really want to sit on somebody else's wet or dry butt juice? Use a towel, not paper towels.
I don't.
Okay, dry. What is dry butt juice? How is that a thing?
It is that time of the day. Time for the Rex Rant with Joe Rexroad. You can check it out every morning here on the program. Joseph, with that in the background, the floor is yours.
So that's sort of like, I guess, is that sort of like the other day I got lemon pepper wings. It was like, do you want like the sauce or the dry rub? I went with the dry rub. Is that what that is basically? It's like the
great
dry rub.
Great comparison. I'm sure that's exactly what it is.
What the heck was the first thing we were listening to there, Keezer? You always come with these obscure things that I've never heard in my life.
It was just some random guy doing gym memes, weird etiquette that you're not used to.
Okay, well, that is what the topic is today, and it's kind of, I guess this is a sequel to the last, to the butt juice conversation. So, in the gym last week, and got a nice routine going on. You know, I know my, you know, kind of got have a, you know, different thing on different days and all that stuff. You go to the different machines. And when it's really busy, what I've gone to, it's not ideal, but I don't know if other people do this, but it's like rather than – because it's better, I think, to rotate a little bit, but it's like if it's super packed, then I just stay on one apparatus, sit there, wait, do and get through four sets, and then just, you know, then wipe it down and move on. You know what I mean? I don't know if other, some people try to still bounce around, but then it's just like, okay, then someone else might try to get in there, and you didn't wipe it down, all that stuff. So that's what we're gonna talk about, those wiping it down. So I did my apparatus. This was like the, I don't know what the heck do you call it, where, you know, you pull together thing. It's like a,
the fly.
I guess so. Yeah, sure. Let's call it the fly. So I got done with that, and you know, guys waiting, and so I go. It's right behind it is like the one of the little portals that has the wipes, and so I go. He's like, "Yeah, don't worry about that," and I'm like, "No, it's okay." Yeah. No, he's like, "Nah, you don't need to worry about that." I'm like, I'm sweating at this point. Like, no, I really will. And so then I get the thing. And I come back and I wipe it down. I wipe the hand. He's like, "Oh God, you don't need to do it." And I'm like, "Yes, I do. And yes, you do. What do you do in this gym, dude? You don't wipe your sweat off this stuff? Please do. Don't tell me I don't need to do it. And also, don't tell me that you don't need to do it." That's really all I have. I was like,
gotta keep an eye on that guy.
Don't be that guy. Who's like, "Oh, we don't need, we can all just swim in each other's sweat. It's fine." No, man. No. This is not a problem. This is no problem for me.
Not going out of my way here.
I will take the 20 seconds to wipe it down. Please, you do that too, okay? You're freaking worrying me, and now I'm not going to follow you on any of your apparatuses.
I mean, I understand. I'm sexy.
Apparati?
I think apparati might be the way
apparati
to go there.
Yeah, that was like, nah, man, no. Like, this is not something to laugh about. I sweat on this thing. That's why I'm wiping it. So, yeah, let's all do this.
Little concerning beyond the fact that that probably means that he does not wipe down said equipment. Little concerning that he could see your sweat and was just like, "Yeah, man, I don't care. Let's have some more of that."
Well, yeah, I mean, I guess he was kind of standing, like, behind it. But, yeah, at that point, you probably should have – like, I had, like, some sweat on my, you know, my hair and stuff. You should have realized, like, yeah, this is not someone who just came in the gym and it's fine, it's dry.
I heavily encourage you to wipe this thing off.
Yeah.
Like, I'll wait.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I will never say that to someone. Be like, "Oh, no. It's good. Leave it. Just like it is. Yep, okay, I'll wait for you. Please wipe it down. Man. Thank you. Wipe down your equipment."
Yeah, wipe down your equipment. And also, like, this is my – I got – God bless this guy. I was working. I was doing a row machine the other day. And this guy – you know, I don't mind casual conversation at the gym. Like, I'm cool with talking to people. But, like, 35 consecutive minutes of just talking while I'm working out when I don't know you is a little strange.
35?
Like, let's just have, it was a long time. Just have a, you know, a nice passing conversation. But like, we don't need to go through the entire history of your life and my life and what all is going on while I'm in the middle of a workout. Like, it's one thing if we're just sitting there, but, you know, I'm lifting weights and this guy's like, "So what do you think about this?" And I'm like, "Oh, you know, it's great. It's awesome. Appreciate you talking to me while I'm got this weight in front of me here."
See, that's part of why I've got AirPods in and my workout mix going. So there's just no,
yeah.
I mean, obviously, this guy comes up to me, I pop up, "Yeah, okay, nah. But like, for the most part, keep that in, keep locked ahead, you know. Metallica going loud, we're good.
Logan asking if you offered that guy a pocket mint, said that guy would have taken one for sure. Can I interest you in a pocket mint? I've got some loose mints in my pocket here. Maybe a little bit of lint, but you can wipe that off.
Good call.
Of course, that guy may be opposed to wiping things off.
Good call, Logan. So this guy says that guy calls Joe's sweat gym gravy. Good
That's
lord,
freaking gross.
And I do apologize for comparing butt juice to like dry rub wings. That was out of bounds by me. I'm sorry.
Good gracious. We've got some very gross illustrations on the text line right now. People are really bringing it today.
Robert says, you definitely did not say that to that guy. Did not say what, Robert?
No, wait. I promise you I can wipe this thing off.
Mr. Levis lover over here.
Maddie says, I bring the wipe with me to the machine now to avoid someone sitting down before I wipe. My gym was terrible about someone running to the machine while I was walking to get a wipe. I carry the spray and a few, my gym's just got a rag. So, we've got multiple stations of, just rags hanging out over there. So I just carry stuff with me. Yeah. It does save some time over there.
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah, and that makes sense. But wait a minute. To avoid someone sitting down before I wipe. Oh, I see. So in other words, if you get up to go get a wipe, sometimes someone will jump right in.
Just jump right in.
Yeah, that's aggressive. But yeah, that makes sense. Some people take that. See, from Franklin said, this segment is a semi-disaster. Semi?
Well, as long as it's only semi.
Semi? I think we're going for the full-blown.
I'm about to say, we've had plenty of full-blown disaster segments. Semi, we can handle.
We're going for the full Monty, in a manner of speaking.
Yeah, we are. Mike says, hearing the gym talk, being chubby has its advantages. Don't have to deal with all this crap.
Oh, I'm still chubby, Mike. Like, everybody in the gym, if you go to the gym, it's not like everybody in the gym is Mr. Olympia over here. You know, Mr. and Mrs. Olympia. We got all shapes and sizes.
We do, which is encouraging. Yeah. Get in there and go to the gym. It's nice.
It's just good for you.
It is.
Even if it doesn't really change how you look.
Even if you end up with some sort of disease in there. Just giving all the liquid talk we're going through over here, we could. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, Charles Robinson from Yahoo Sports will be with us coming up next. We'll get into all things NFL with him. Robbie and Rex Rowe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.